So I'm visible, you can hear me. Thank you very much. I'm going to introduce the second speaker, that's Yuqi Sui. I mean, she did her undergrad and graduate work in different types of universities in Beijing. I'm not going to put the names up to you. She will show them later on, or you'll mention them. She was working with battery cars in the laboratory to kind of see how individuals learn new stuff. And I think it's really very cool. And what she's going to do here, she also will tell you. So I'm not going to make the spoiler. I'm not going to tell what you do. You will do so. And so all I can say, it's cool having you here. You made it to here. I mean, that was the first step. And so please, the floor is yours, Yuqi.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Yuqi, and I'm from China. It's my first English presentation in my life. So I will try my best to do it. And thanks for all to coming with me. And my presentation is about my PhD project and my current work. Firstly, I would like to thank my supervisor, Professor Sun, and Professor Chen, and the Foundation of China to support my PhD project. And I also thanks to my host, Dr. Grisser and Professor Cousin, for giving me this opportunity to work here. And the Lukan College support me here, and all the everyone who helped me. My presentation is divided into three sections. The first section is about the social learning strategies, and the second is cognition and the sexual selection. And the third section is about my current work about the fitness and the collective mobbing behavior. Many animals, including humans, get information from the social learnings, and copying the matrix and learn how to prediction. One of the famous example of social learning is milk bottle opening. You can see from the after thousands of years, the milk bottle opening behavior is widespread in many parts of British. And a common assumption is social learning is adaptive because they take a shortcut to get novel information or skills faster and at lower risk. And also the social learning can lead to distinct traditions or cultures, like the nut cracking behaviors in the chimpanzees. All these studies provide a strong evidence for the social learning being central to animals' lives. Except the social information, animals can also get the information personally. And usually, generally compared to the social information, the personal information are more reliable, but it's more costly. So the individual need to balance the cost and the benefit of these two type of informations. That's my PhD project is about the social learning strategies of foraging battery cars. I conduct the three experiments. First is to test the juvenile prefer to learn from whom, the adults or the other juveniles. And the second experiment is about to test whether the individuals copy from the majority. And the third experiment is about when they get the social and the personal information, which type of information they prefer to choose. And the last two experiments is about the conformity behaviors. After independent, it is a critical time for survival in many bird species. Because the juvenile birds need to have a higher predation risk, and their poor foraging professions, and also the foraging ability will affect the ability to escape predator. by determining their physical development. So the foraging ability is really important for the juveniles. How the juvenile learn the foraging behavior or the skills? After they independent, they will back to the group life. So they will encounter other individuals except their parents. Generally, the adult individuals will have more experience than the younger individuals. But if the environment have changed, the adults learn in their early life, the information the adults learn from the in the early life will outdated. But the younger individuals are more likely to innovate and explore the environment. So they are more likely to provide the up-to-date information. So we test the role of demonstrators' age in social learning. The experiment have three phases: training, observing, then test the preference. First, at the training phase, the juvenile learners will only learn the skill to colorless and the transparent dish, but the demonstrator need to learn to open the different color dish, but they always the same food. After the training phase, we will present the juvenile with two demonstrators. One is adult and one is juvenile, like in this figure show the arrangement of the experiment. And I have a video to show this phase. First, I will put the dishes in the juvenile's cage and it opens the blue one. Then I put the dish in the adult's cage. The adult opens the red one. They show different food choice. After the juvenile observing the demonstrator's performance, I will test their preference. It takes the copy of the red one. Yeah. And the result shows the juvenile learners didn't show any preference for copy the adults or the juveniles, but we found the sex of the learners affect their preference. So I separately analyzed the data from the different sex. We found only the male juvenile prefer to copy the choice of the adults, but not in the male. This kind of sex bias social learning also found in other studies, the female more likely to copy other behaviors. For example, in the blue teeth, they also found the juvenile females are more likely to get the novel skills than other type of individuals. One possible explanation is about the motivations. Maybe the female have more motivations because they have higher nutrition needs. And the other, another explanation is based on the attention. Maybe the females are more attention to other individuals' foraging behaviors than males, but it still need more studies. The second experiment in this section is conformity behaviors. For individual need to balance the benefit and the cost of two types of information. But recently, research shows individuals should copy the majority, which called conformity behaviors, and assume it is more adaptive. But the number of the learner increasing, their benefit of copy is decreased. That means the more copy, the less benefit. So how to balance these two informations? The costly information hypothesis predict the decide which type of information they use is based on the cost of the personal information. then our experiment is also three phases. This figure is about the arrangement of experiment. In the demonstrator cage, we put two feeders, but only one have the food. We random choose one to put the food in. And in the learner's cage, these two feeders all have same food. And two experiments is, one is in experienced group. We like to test the number of demonstrators. In fact, they don't get the personal information first, and they have one or three demonstrators. But in the experienced group, we will test the effect of conflicting social informations. So we let them get the personal information first, then the demonstrator perform another food choice, then we test their preference. The result shows in experienced groups, the number of demonstrators had no effect on their learner preference, but in the experienced group, we found after they observing other individuals' choice, the learners increase their time to the less preferred feeders, but they don't show any preference of the two feeders. So did we spot the conformity or copy the majority strategy? I think partly we spot this because the Bartrega switched their feeding preference, but the number of the demonstrator didn't affect their learner preference. So maybe just partly spot. And the costly information hypothesis, I think our result didn't support this hypothesis because in our experiment, the Bartrega have enough time to explore the two feeders. The social learning also influence their preference. So in Bartregas, they combine the social and personal informations to make their foraging decisions. The second part is about the cognition and the sexual selections. There is a popular hypothesis that mate choice might contribute to the evolution of cognitive ability. Because mating with a smart partners, it will bring you many benefits, like coping the environment change. And in the bad regards, the male mates will provide the food for the female during incubation and the provision of offsprings. So we will test whether observing the cognitive foraging skills will increase the male's attractiveness. First, we will put one female and two males in this preference cage to test the female's mate preference. Then we will train the less preferred males to open these two kind of devices to get food. After the training, we will let the female to observe the two males' performance. First, we put the dish in the preferred male's cage and he couldn't open it and get food. The female is observing. Yeah, I have no skills. And we put the dish in the less preferred males. Yeah, he showed he can open it and get food. Yeah. After the performance, we will put them back to the preference cage to test whether the female change her mate preference. And we have two experiments and one control group. The female-male group is to test the effect of male demonstrators. It's about whether they will infect the mate preference. And the female-female group is for the female demonstrator to females. is to test whether these skills will affect the social preference. And the control group is because the less preferred males after training, he can get the food, but the preferred male can't eat the during the female observing. So we will to control the eating behavior, in fact. We only give them food, but no skills. The result shows only in the female-male group, the female change her preference after observing the male's skill, performing their skills. The female tend to prefer the males she used not prefer. But it didn't happen in the control groups. That means the eating behavior didn't have influence. And the female-female group also don't find these patterns because these skills will not affect the social preference. So our result shows directly observing of cognitive skills can affect the mate choice. And we support this hypothesis. The sexual selection may affect the evolution of cognitive trait. That means the clever is also a kind of sexy in bad regards. The final part is about my current work in the uni. It's the fitness and the collective mobbing behaviors. The mobbing behavior is presently found in many animals. And bird, during the mobbing, birds usually gather around, like in this pictures, they usually gather around to produce calls and harass or even attack the predators to protect themselves and their group members. During the mobbing, the individuals and the groups may vary their decisions, but it remains unexplored. Our study species is Siberian jay. They are living in family groups, and all the bird in this population is marked since 1989. It's maintained by my host, Dr. Greaser. As I mentioned, after they found the predators, the individuals may make different decisions. Maybe they will moving together, approaching the predator, or one decide to moving and another will decide to just flee. I will first assess the behavior and the cause of individuals where existing videos, and this data will show us how animal coordinate their mobbing efforts. And because this experiment is performed during 1999 to 2003, so all the individuals are followed and marked, so we can get their fitness. Then I have the opportunity to test whether the difference among groups in collective mobbing behaviors affect the survival and the reproductive success of the group members. That's all. Thank you. Any questions?
Great. Thank you.
Thank you so much thank you. For this really, really fascinating talk and the lovely presentation. Thank you so much. And to everybody, thanks for coming and for joining. And we have another seminar next week. Thanks.